lesser band's birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but next,
right, it's the
Welcome back. Barb Adams live here with you tonight on American Now. Thanks for joining me. Got a stellar lineup of guests for you tonight, so I hope you can stay for the entire show. But if you do miss any part, you can listen in anytime on my website, RadioAmericanNow.com, under Archives. There you'll find all my shows podcast for your convenience. Also, if you'd like to call in with a question or comment, give me a call, 800-259-5791. Again, that's 800-259-5791. As corporations grow ever larger and continue to have more control, is it possible that humanity will be cast out and only those who conform to a corporate hierarchy will survive? Are we evolving into a corporate species? That's the question asked and possibly answered in my first guest tonight, Mark Diehl's book, 17, Book 1. Mark contends that based on Darwinian selection, the people most likely to survive and successfully pass on their DNA to the next generation are the most corporate. Mark writes novels about power dynamics and the way people and organizations influence one another. He's been homeless in Japan, practiced law with a major multinational firm in Chicago, studied in Singapore, fled South Korea as a fugitive, and was stranded for weeks in Hong Kong. He earned his doctorate in law at the University of Iowa and did graduate work in creative writing at the University of Chicago. 17 is the first in his series of novels regarding humanity's possible future. If you'd like more information, visit his website, armyofthedoomed.com. Again, that's armyofthedoomed.com. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Well, thank you, Barb. It's great to be here.
Well, Mark, what led you to start thinking along the lines you did in 17 regarding humanity's evolution?
I spent a long time in Asia before I went to law school, and I was frustrated by, you know, cultural differences, as anybody living overseas would be, and I started to pay attention to how they lived there and why the societies were so much stricter than Western societies were, and I kept coming back to they are crowded into very cramped conditions and have very few resources, and the way that they have developed to deal with that is to have a very strict top-down hierarchy. And then I came back and I went to law school and I got a job in a law firm, and actually the first law firm was a very small one, and I was fighting in little cases all the time, and I got brought up to the big leagues, and I worked in this major firm with clients that were, you know, among the clients that we had were the ones who broke the world recently, and, you know, the bailout institutions, the too big to fail kind of companies. And I saw that those same kinds of mechanisms, those same kinds of hierarchies, and the same demand for obedience were in the American corporate world like they'd been in Asia 1,000 years ago.
So what you're seeing basically here in America now, Mark, is what you saw over there. We've got a population, obviously, that's growing. Our resources, obviously, aren't dwindling as badly as they are in other parts of the world, but they are dwindling, considering that population's on the increase. So are you saying, then, that only that those who are most pleasing to the corporations will eventually be the ones who survive, especially right now within the corporations, and be successful here in this country?
Yes, I think that's quite likely. It's certainly the case in Asia. And people need to understand that corporations don't just sell things. It's not just the cartoon animal you see on TV telling you this cereal is great. Corporations don't just sell you products. They own things. They control things. Especially they control resources and they control governments.
So thinking along those lines then, would you say independent thinkers are being weeded out of the gene pool in favor of conformists?
I was interested in that. I don't know enough about the case, but it sure seems strange to me that is the tack we're taking as a nation on that particular case. But overall, you see that kind of pattern where the bigger companies are being regulated, but they're being regulated in such a way that it advantages them. You know, we say, oh, well, what are we going to do about this? Well, some people say, well, we're going to let the free market work. Well, they're not exactly inhibited now. Okay, well, let's regulate them. Let's take control of them. Well, okay, but we have to have experts tell us how to regulate them, and those experts come from inside those companies. And those companies then set regulations designed to make everything inefficient. So that you need 20 people in an office somewhere just to comply with the regulations, and all of a sudden there is no mom and pop shop anymore. So you have this pattern of corporations and government kind of in this spiral, in this dance together, where they continue, government's not getting any smaller. And the corporations are right there with them. It's one big entity that's regulating itself to make sure that the rest of us outside of that bubble don't have access to anything.
Yeah, so these governments that are basically being eclipsed by the corporations right now, you're saying these huge multinational corporations are pretty much the ones in control, and we've known that probably for a while now, haven't we?
Right, and like you said, multinational is the key. These are not American entities anymore. They are controlled entirely by international financial markets. So, the idea that somehow one of these companies had a name at one time that meant it was an American company, that's not really the case anymore.
So how do you compare that, though, what happened in your book? Basically, you took us to the next stage, Mark. The next stage following along what you wrote about in the book is if we continue to have governments being eclipsed by these corporations and these dwindling resources with a growing population, you basically compared us to the bees and ants, where we start having to go into more of these collective ways of being to survive.
Right, and at one time there were bees and ants that were individual insects, and they became, they evolved into what scientists call a superorganism, where the hive is the most important thing, not the ant itself, or the bee itself. And that, I think, is what's happening. That's certainly more what's happening in Japan. If you look at the way people are dedicated to their corporation in Japan, which, is a country with very few resources, it's mountainous, it's shaking with earthquakes and getting hit with tsunamis, and it has been for thousands of years. These people have had to adapt, and they're incredibly resilient people, but they have taken this social evolution to its next stage. And I think that's kind of where we're headed here.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about then is collectivism versus individualistic approach to the way of life.
Right. And what, when Ayn Rand wrote about collectivism, she was looking at governments because she would say, if these governmental institutions get so big, they can take over completely. They can go after your soul. And she was right. But her tack on it was to say, well, so we need big business because only big business can stand up to government. Well, now in our world, in the New World Order, we can see that, they sure can stand up to government.
Yeah. And
but
they
in
can
fact,
take it over.
Being that big.
All right, we will continue this discussion on 17 with Mark Beal after the break here on America Now.
I'm my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Evolving into a corporate species? That's the question tonight here on America Now. Barb Adams live with you. And my guest tonight is Mark Diehl. His book is 17, Book 1. Mark, you know, you were talking about, in your book, basically, you take it as a natural progression from Ayn Rand's works, basically, and you describe a world in which corporations control all of the world's resources and all of the governments now. But I'm thinking about this and wondering, what are you seeing in America today that's leading you to the thoughts that we could possibly be going this direction? And also, what would have to happen here to make something like that happen?
Well, I think actually it's more likely, it's a more pertinent question to say, how would we stop it? But I'll take the question that says, how are we going this way? Because it's a much easier one to answer. You know, it's happening everywhere, and I guess the best place to look for it is Main Street. You know, that's why these companies, the giant companies are taking over. Small business is disappearing. The American dream of owning your own business, controlling your own fate. Nowadays, that even has come to be, well, someday I might franchise a place. You know, and Main Street is closing. Businesses, small businesses are shuttering. And people say, well, see, the big ones are more efficient. Well, they're not more efficient. And what's happening is that they're getting bullied by giants, and they're getting bullied by the government, who is basically anymore on a leash and is an attack dog to support these giant organizations and their inefficient production methods that are competing against local small business.
But again, Mark, you know, we're individuals. You know, I keep thinking about the ants and the bees. You know, you talk about the superorganisms, that the corporations are now becoming like those superorganisms. The collective is becoming more important than the individual. And that's a possibility. And we know that's happened in the East, where it's been something, though, that has been developed through time. Here in America, though, we are not in the same situation. At least not, I don't believe we're in that situation yet. We may have the warning signs, as you're pointing out, but we are very, very much individuals, and we really, really strive hard to keep our individualistic viewpoints. What you're talking about would require us to give those individualistic rights and viewpoints, all of that up. Do you really see something like that being happening here?
Well, again, remember that, yes, it's true. As Americans, we have a strong tradition of respecting the individual, of respecting uniqueness. And, you know, if somebody was treating you badly because of your uniqueness, you know, you had some action to take in certain circumstances anyway. But remember also that that was all because of the way we structured our government. And when you have a constitution that says, well, we're going to respect these rights of the individual, and the government can't take those rights, the government can't mess with you on these points that we consider so important, we limit the way the government can act, and hopefully those will stay in place. Although, you know, we see certain things that are a little troubling in that area. But remember that the constitution does not then limit corporations. Right now, if you work for one of these giant multinational companies, it's a prestigious thing in America. It's, oh, well, he works for this big company. Well, isn't that great? He must have a great job. But yet you look at that same company in another country, and the people doing the jobs on the other end, you know, putting the shoes together, putting the thing in the box, whatever, those people are living as slaves. They've got nets around the building to keep them from jumping out the windows and killing themselves. And it's the same company. What does that show you? It shows you that these companies will get away with whatever they can. And right now, we're still limiting what they can get away with here. And right now, the skill set that an American has to offer those companies is at a higher level of education, of experience, whatever, than those workers assembling the products. But we see how they treat them either way. And as the world changes, remember, it's not just our country changing, it's the whole world. So as other countries are developing, as other countries are training the same kinds of office workers and getting the same kinds of skills inside those offices, then the world price for those office skills goes down the same way that the world price for manufacturing went down the last 50 years or so.
So basically the setup is we will be the worker bees at some point if we allow this to continue to proceed as it's going. That's what I'm hearing you say.
It's the safest way to survive. If they have all the resources, you know, if we were on a desert island and there's one papaya tree and a bunch of big tough guys get together and say, you know what, this is our papaya tree and you better do something for us if you want any papayas, then everything revolves around how do you get those papayas from those big tough guys. And that's the system that we have now. The corporations are so big and so powerful, and they reach so far all the way around the world, that if we want to get the resources that they control, we are going to need to give them what they want. And all they want from us is basically slave labor.
I would agree with you to a point, Mark, but one thing that I keep thinking about as well on this, you know, it's either surrender or die, as you put it, right? We'd have to either surrender and give in to them or face death, correct?
Right, but it doesn't, I mean, it's not going to shoot you,
right.
But that they'll just let you go out and get shot by somebody else who's fighting over some scrap over a dumpster or something.
So, you know, in the past, let's look at history, though, and especially here, our history as well. You know, the imperialistic English once ruled the world, but because they didn't acknowledge individual rights, it came to, obviously, a revolution. So instead of surrender or die, I would contend that perhaps, and this would be something more along the lines of what we may be heading towards as well, perhaps it would be more of push until rebellion, that these corporations were going to let them get to a certain point of not becoming the superorganism, but at some point there's going to be a rebellion of some sort.
Well, and that brings us to my book. In 17, all the world's resources are controlled by the corporations. Every government on the planet is controlled by corporations. The federal agents that enforce the law are enforcing it on behalf of these giant entities. There are 17 billion people in the world. They're all plugged into machines to serve their corporation, or they live in a sprawling ghetto where they fight to survive. And this homeless alcoholic, known only as the Prophet, says, Edie, this young waitress, is the general who's going to lead a revolution, and she's building this following, but on the other side of her starving army is all of the world's resources and all of the world's political power and all of the world's military and police power assembled against her.
And all right, 17 with Mark Diehl. We'll continue here on America Now.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Laziness. The future belongs to those most willing to subjugate their own values. Those ideas form the foundation of my guest tonight, Mark Diehl's book, 17, Book 1. Mark, you were talking about the book a bit before we went to break. I'm going to let you pick it up there so that people can get a little bit of a feel for what the book is about.
Okay, thank you, Bart. So in 17, and it's called 17 because there are 17 billion people in the world. And if you talk to people who study population dynamics and population growth and things, they say, oh, no, it'll level off. But they're looking at third world growth rates. And in 17, I say, no, you shouldn't look at third world growth rates. What you should look at is what's valuable to where the resources are. If corporations have the resources and they value your brain being hooked up to a giant computer bank, then there are going to be 17 billion people because they're going to keep them alive. That's what the corporate world has. They have the best technology. They have the best medical care. They live in the safest neighborhoods. Over time, you take this and you can extend the life of just the human brain for a really long time. 17 billion people can accumulate within the corporations quite quickly. So that's the society that we're in, and then you have people inside the corporations called the ambulatory workers. They're the ones who are actually doing the work, physically going around, working in the office. And then every year, because resources are dwindling, they kick out a certain percentage of their employees because there's just not enough to go around. And those people become the departed. They go out into the sprawling ghetto that surrounds the corporation, and almost always they die violently or they starve or something like that. And against all of this is one waitress who gets thrown into a position where she's leading the revolution against it all.
Yep, and the rebellion, you know, it's similar to Star Wars, you know, when you think about it.
Yes, Star Wars with a waitress.
Star Wars with a waitress. And never underestimate the power of one. That's really truly what it's all about. Because if we have one person left in this world who's got their free will and can still think, there is a chance, isn't there, Mark?
Well, we can hope. We can hope.
Well, yeah. So how, you know, I'm thinking about all of this again, and the way you put this together, it, you know, it's very dark, it's very chilling. And the ending, I'm not going to give it away either, because I want people definitely to read the book. It really is a wake-up call, because if we do continue on the course we're on, you know, some of these things that you've written in there do fit into what you came to a conclusion about, how we become a part of a corporation, basically. We cast out humanity. Talk about some of the things you're seeing in society right now that could cause us to end up being the way the humans are in your book. And I do mean things like the modification. Let's talk about that. How do people get modified?
Well, in 17, people get modified to be better corporate workers. There are training programs that you go through, and if you don't go through that training program, you are basically shut out from advancing in your job. But at this point, in 17 book one, you can choose, you can opt out of it unless you do certain things that your contract, your employment contract, mandates that you go through this training program. And I'll tell you, the training program that I came up with for 17, I got out of Chinese prison camps. Because, you know, these same techniques are useful for programming workers just like they're useful for programming soldiers, or just like they're programming, you know, rehabilitating their criminals. So everybody gets subjected to these things, and then there are also genetic modifications that have resulted in a corporate race, basically. All of the world's races are thrown together, and they're spliced to be more compliant, more malleable, more controllable. And that's the ruling class. The meek have inherited the earth.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you're talking about the reconditioning. And I do know someone who's he's a Chinese national. He lives in this country now with his family. But his parents, his father was a lawyer and his mother was a teacher. And when the takeover happened with Mao, they were sent to the camps for, quote, reconditioning. It's exactly what you're talking about. But, you know, in this country, too, you know, there's a lot of things going on now with our educational systems, programming through TV and other means. We've got the GMOs, the foods. You know, these things are happening here, aren't they, Mark?
Right. You know, in 17, I've taken the GMO step another step further, which is, you know, there's a real problem now with GMO crops. Obviously, most of us are familiar with the Monsanto issue, where Monsanto crops will pollinate the crop next door, and suddenly Monsanto is suing the guy next door saying, you saved your seed, and it's really ours, and we own it. And in the future, I say in 17 that all plants, because of these contamination issues, have been declared illegal. You simply can't have them, and the ecosystem has collapsed. So the whole world is just a big desert. But it's okay for the corporations because everything comes from genetically modified bacteria. Well, why would they do that? Why would they rather have it secreted by bacteria than grown in the ground like we eat food now? The answer is it's patentable. If all food food in the world is patentable, you have to pay the corporation just for the right to consume it, not to buy the food. That's a separate cost, but it's patented. Just for the right for the food to be produced, you need to pay a corporation. So this is the future that I see. Everything that will be grown has to be patented. Everything that will be grown has to be controlled by a corporation, and somebody has to make a buck off it, or it's going to be illegal.
And unfortunately, that's happening. It's
exactly.
Happening. Yeah, and
you
it's
know,
happening.
For thousands of years, we had the right to treat ourselves any way we wanted for any illness. We could say, you know what, I think eating this weed is going to help me. And you could do it. And now that's illegal to do. And you're a criminal, and you get put into what? A corporate prison for consuming it.
So, Mark, how soon, if we continue on this path that we are on now, how soon realistically could something like this actually happen?
Well, I didn't know when to set the dates. I didn't want to do an Orwell and say, well, you know, I'm going to reverse my current date and set a date on it, because I don't know all of the factors involved. So I set it by population. But I think these things are happening a lot faster than most people realize. I think the control is a lot more consolidated than people realize. And I think, you know, you talk to a lot of people and they'll tell you, well, yeah, we're obviously headed for a collapse. There's going to be this crash. And I think that that's probably true, but it doesn't necessarily happen all at once. Maybe what we're seeing is the collapse. Maybe instead of the balloon popping, it just gets smaller. And if it gets smaller, the ones on the outside, the ones who are not in the corporation anymore, because it's the resources are shrinking, are going to be on the outside and die. And I think what we're seeing right now with all of the things that are going on in the world, from, you know, GMOs are a great example. Who's eating the GMOs? The people can't afford anything else. What are GMOs? They're plants that produce their own poison. Well, gee, we're poisoning people. So maybe the crash is happening right now. Maybe the mass death is happening right now, and we just don't see it.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, those who do see it want to know, how do we stop it? And let's talk about that when America Now returns with Mark Deal 17.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Barb Adams live here with you tonight. My guest is Mark Diehl. We are talking his book, 17. And Mark, you know, before we went to the break, I asked you about, you know, whether or not we're evolving into a corporate species. Obviously, we may be heading that way. How do we stop it? How do we stop it?
Well, I think that in America, we have some protections that other countries don't have. You know, we do have a tradition of respecting the individual and respecting uniqueness, but I do think that's under attack right now. So my answer to how do we stop it is we need to understand that that is under attack. We need to understand where we're headed. If we don't uphold that tradition of respecting uniqueness, of respecting the individual. And I think the best way to get us all on the same page, well, to read 17 by Mark D. Diehl.
Well, that's one way to do it, that's for sure. Listen to the show. Listen to the podcast, listen to the show as well, you know. What about the military? Would they go along with something like this, Mark?
Well, I think the military, actually, if you look at military history, that's where all of this started. Back, way back in time, somebody learned that, hey, if I have a really organized group of guys who will all do exactly what I say when I say it, I can wipe out the next village over, and I can take all their stuff. And if you look at, you know, you go through time, and pretty soon, every military in the world became a top-down hierarchy. Why? Because every military in the world that was not a top-down hierarchy got wiped out. And that's what's now happening in small business. You know, the giants and the ones that demand the most conformity are the ones that are taking over. So I don't know about the military. You know, would the military stand down and not enforce these rules in furtherance of corporate objectives? I don't know. Because it seems to me that that would be bad training. If you have a group of military soldiers saying, you know what, we're not going to do that because that's serving a corporate interest, not our interest. Well, gee, they weren't trained very well because they're disobeying an order.
And if it happens to be such as you premise in your book, where the corporations basically control the governments and the government controls supposedly the military and gives them their marching orders, then the corporation gives the marching orders, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, but I still tend to think, this being America, we're going to be the last stronghold. You know, I see us as, again, I'm going back to the Star Wars, you know, we're going to be the Jedi Knights out here. We're going to be the ones fighting against this and not going that direction. At least that's my hope. Mark, how do you see humanity, though? Is it not the pinnacle of evolution, but just a step in it, then?
I definitely think that the future is going to be corporate. The question really becomes, will a new corporate species like the ants and bees replaced individual ants and bees, will a new corporate species replace us or coexist with us? And I don't know that. And I think one way to see whether that happens or not is to see how well we respect individuals and how well we allow differences and uniqueness. And I'm not overly optimistic seeing the way the world's going right now.
You know, but we do respect the individuals in many ways much more now than we did in the past, especially when you look at the way social media has produced so many great entrepreneurs out there. Look at Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, those kind of people. Those kind of people all were outside of the box. They weren't working inside the box. We've got a lot of people out there now, especially with the Internet, that could go that direction. Wouldn't that also influence this and not make it such that the corporations would have such a stranglehold?
Well, I think that actually is one of our problems, is that we look at those exceptions. You know, so-and-so dropped out of Harvard, and now he's super rich because he made this great new technological advancement. I think that's wonderful, and I'm glad that somebody can still do that. But the other side that we're ignoring when we say, look at that guy, is, well, what about the guy who's just an ordinary American who wants to have his business on Main Street? What about the thousands and thousands of those people who are folding for every one of these guys who starts a new company? And what is it that he started? Oh, yeah, it's a giant multinational corporation. So if the only way you can survive in this modern multinational corporate world is to start your own multinational corporation, I don't necessarily think that's a good thing for us.
Well, I'd probably agree with you on that behalf. So, Mark, then, do you see humanity as always having been in the process of evolving in this direction, then?
I think there was definitely a fork in the road. I think at some point we decided as a world, as a society, or as many societies simultaneously, or one after the other, we came to a point where unthinking obedience would be rewarded, and it would be increasingly valuable as a survival skill. And that continues to be true today.
Again, I still go back to collectivism versus individualistic approach, you know, and you talk about the ants and the bees. They're a classic example of group selection, and even though group selection theory in biology and sociobiology is kind of on the way out, the whole thing still holds, because unlike humans, individual ants and bees, at least to our knowledge, lack the ability to reason. Humans can still reason, and I think that will still be the saving grace, won't it?
I don't know, because remember, there are different ways to evolve. One is genetic evolution. The others are cultural evolution, historical evolution. So what will, you know, if we change, take the ants and bees. If ants and bees evolved genetically to be what they are today, they're going about their business in a totally unthinking way, totally obedient to whatever the hive needs. But if they only evolved culturally, they could be, every ant and bee you see could be totally miserable, but knowing that it's doing what it's doing to survive, because the culture, the society that they had, took that direction even though they weren't genetically predisposed to do it.
So in other words, if we continue down the path we're now on, the next stage for us is what happened to the bees and ants millions of years ago, is what I'm hearing you saying.
Right. And I don't, you know, I throw in different ways to do that. Some is cultural, some is genetic. But the end result is the same because that's the focus of where we're putting all of our resources. That's where we're, that's the law we're enforcing these days. That's who's owning water rights and land rights and air rights and everything else. It's all corporations.
Yeah, and the signs are all around us, aren't they, Mark? It's unfortunate. We've got a minute and a half here left or so. Any final thoughts? And as well, please put it out there where people can get your book and more information about you.
Okay. Think of those ancient armies sweeping across the plains, and you're out there with your little village and you've got your rake in your hand. How likely are you to survive? That's the way I see corporations, and that's why I named my website armyofthedoomed.com. You can find me at armyofthedoomed.com. You can also find me in the big stores. I don't like giant corporations, but I'm not stupid. You can find me on Amazon. You can find me on Barnes & Noble, 17, book one by Mark D. Deal, or go into your local bookstore and have them order it.
So another book is on the way then, and how soon, Mark?
Another book is on the way, and it'll just kind of depend on how fast I can get it done.
Okay. All right, Mark, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Again, if you want information, it's armyofthedoomed.com, and it's Mark D. Deal, D-I-E-H-L, 17, book one. Mark, thanks so much for joining me this evening. Really appreciate it. Again, it's the United States of Sellouts, unfortunately. Mark, thanks for joining me tonight. I'll look forward to the next one.
Oh, thank you.
All right, everybody, let's hope we don't end up that way where we all are on our way to becoming a society of conformists. Stay with us. America Now is going to continue with my next guest, and we'll be talking faith beyond belief. So stay around.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.